With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, March 13th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions, help navigate your life, your real life. And if you've got a question, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and do let us know if you would be willing to join us live. While you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out all of the great resources and fun content that lives on that website. In fact, just bookmark jillonmoney.com, and that way, whenever something comes up, you just go bang right to the website and you can find what you need. Doesn't that make more sense? Hey, you know what's kind of fun? I love it when people get back in touch with us, people who've been on the program, they kind of give us a little update on what's been going on. That is the case today because Leah is joining us back on the line from New York City. Hello, Leah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
It's so much fun. So how have you been for the last few years since we spoke to you last?
I've been good. We've had a lot of changes, which is part of why I'm calling.
So when you first came to us, what was the motivating factor?
We were at the time thinking about how we should be allocating our savings in terms of whether or not we would be able to buy an apartment in Manhattan long term.
Okay. And were you able to buy an apartment in Manhattan?
Absolutely not.
Okay. A happy renter, I hope.
No, we love our apartment. This is part of why we're calling is we're expecting our second child. So we're Wonderful. Hoping to be able to move to a larger unit in our building. But that's going to complicate things in terms of rent. But we really, really love our building. So we're hoping to stay.
Well, so congratulations, expecting second child. How old is the first one?
She turned 3 last month.
Oh, very nice. So what's going on for you guys? Are you both working full time? Is one home more? What's the split of labor?
So we're both working full time. Mm-hmm. And I, for the first time this year in my entire adult life, have only one job, which is very exciting.
Oh my gosh. Does that feel good or does that feel scary?
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, good.
It's so good. Now, I got out of academia and it feels so good not to be pulled in a million different directions.
Oh, well, that's great. So how much do you earn?
I earn $80,000.
Okay. And you have a husband who is earning about how much?
So this is where it gets complicated. So his salary from his main job is $130,000.
Who's that? Is that Mark with a siren or you with a siren?
No, that's me.
Okay. Is it coming down or uptown or downtown? I might get it in about 20 minutes. Okay.
It's going down.
Okay. Okay. So he has $130,000 from his main gig.
Correct.
Okay. Then what else?
So I have a class that I teach once a week that brings me about another $9,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stable. And he has, I don't know if I can, I guess I can call it a side hustle. It's not exactly what it is, where the income is extremely variable. So some months it's zero and some months it's 30,000.
Well, can we talk about like the last couple of years, what it's averaged?
So basically it went away during COVID and then it's come roaring back of late. Related to his field. But it's difficult to know if that's going to continue to be the case. So, you know, we mostly make our budget without taking that money into account. And we've been fine doing that.
Okay. So you mean on your 80, let's say 90, and because you've got your little, your extra 9,000. So let's say you're 90, his 130, you're living okay on that.
Yeah, we're totally fine. We're still able to save some every month.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you guys, when you were looking at the second child and the first child, like, do you guys make education a priority for the kids? Is there a 529 account? What's going on with that?
Yeah. So our daughter has 50,000 in her 529.
Oh, that's great. Amazing.
We've put in, we put in 10,000 the year before she was born because she was born in early 2021. Mm-hmm. So we opened an account in my name in 2020. And then we've put in 10,000 each year since then. And then it's made about 10,000 also from the market.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what about your own savings? What have you guys saved for retirement and non-retirement?
So because this is my first year with a full-time job, this is also my first year with access to a retirement account. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting 10% into a 403B, and then I get a 4% match.
Great.
And my husband is putting 10% into a Roth 401K, and he, I think, gets matched 50% up to the first 5%, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how much money do you guys have in retirement savings?
So between that and then both of us do a backdoor Roth every year, and we max that out. Mm-hmm. So because we just crossed the income threshold. So I have, I think, in total about 130. Okay. Between the Roth IRA and the 403B, and he has probably about the same. I'm not sure exactly what his balances are, but about the same.
Okay, that sounds good. And how old are you guys now?
I'm 39, and my husband is 35.
That was very smart of you.
Yeah, I told him I have to die first. That's the plan.
Well, okay, well, I'm sure he signed on to whatever you decide. What's your rent right now, Leah?
We pay just under $4,000.
So what do you think it's going to, like, are you, do you think it's going to, like, by how much do you think we are talking about the rental increase for you?
So it's a great question. So our building is rent stabilized, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But they can, there's tends to be a significant increase when you move in and then it stays relatively flat. So, we definitely want a second bathroom and we're hoping to get a third bedroom as well, or like a flex room that could be used that way.
Yep.
So I think that'll probably cost us closer to six. So it's a significant increase.
So, but right now, when you say, like, okay, out of academia, nice income, he's got his main gig, you've got this little extra class income. If you look at your cash flow now, putting all the money you're putting away in retirement, is there anything else you're putting money into besides the raw, besides the 529 plan?
Yeah, we're putting at least $1,000 a month into a brokerage.
Okay. How much is in the brokerage?
Well, between the brokerage that we started together and then the ones each of us brought into marriage, we actually have, I think, about 300,000.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do $1,000 a month into the brokerage and then 10 grand a year into the 529, right?
Yeah. And it's what we've sort of done is, so we have a lot of just liquid cash right now. Mm-hmm. And when, particularly when the money from my husband's side gig comes in, we sometimes just do a big dump into the market.
Okay. I gotcha.
Or into the 529. So that tends to be how we fund the 529. It's just once a year, we take one of those.
But I mean, obviously, if you get the new rental income, too bad, it's the other way. If you have the new rental expense of, you know, the 25 grand extra, $24,000 extra, you should be able to do it, because all you have to do is basically start by pretty much saying no more putting money into the brokerage until we absorb this, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's obviously should be number one. How much money is in liquid cash right now?
A little over 100,000.
Okay. So, I mean, you would tap that to do whatever you need to do, because moving is always expensive and, right?
Right.
Like, just you need new stuff.
Right. And nothing, you know, the move is not imminent. Nothing's open in the building, but they know, like the super and the handyman know that we're expecting another and we do eventually want more space. So
yeah,
it's unclear,
like,
what the timeline is.
So what I think is really awesome is that, you know, you are in great shape. You have much more stable income. I guess that the best way to approach this, at least when you have like a new big expense, is pull back on this $1,000 a month and just you'll absorb it. It'll be fine. And then what I would do is the money that comes in from the variable income that your husband earns can basically be used to fund 529 and or brokerage. I don't think that you should make yourself crazy. You're young. We have young kids. You already have 50 grand that's put into the 529 account. I think that it would behoove you to take a little of the pressure off yourselves. I mean, you're putting money into the brokerage, which is kind of like the self-imposed discipline. It's great, but let's see how you absorb the new rent. And until then, you can keep doing it. No problem. Is there any other big expense or big potential income change that we should think about before we kind of sign off on this plan?
Well, there are two things. So the first is that our daycare is going to go up next year because we're going to have a second kid starting in January in daycare. Mm-hmm. And the other is that our daughter has autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. So right now, one of the amazing things about New York is all of her services are provided by the city. It's amazing. We're not paying anything. She goes to school in the mornings. It costs us nothing. She has 9 therapies a week. We pay nothing. It's incredible.
Wow.
And that'll be true for 2 more years. But once she starts kindergarten, it becomes a little bit more complicated in terms of how are we, you know, the most important thing to us is that all of her needs are met. Mm-hmm. And it's possible that we'll end up having to pay for some of that. So that's, 2 years away. It's a long time. And we might not have to do any of that, but just, assumptions we had made about the sort of schooling that we would want for her mm-hmm. have turned out to be more complicated than what we imagined when we had her, as is often the case in life.
Yeah, right. I mean, you make your plan and then whatever happens, it happens. So in that case, given those two issues, the daycare and the potential change in the cost, then I absolutely think that building up your brokerage account is important, and it would take priority to me over the 529, by the way. Because okay. Are you saying that, do you think that given that her diagnosis, that she will use the money in the 529 in some way, shape, or form, or do you think that's off the table?
So I'm learning a lot about the lingo of the autism community, and they no longer use the language of high functioning. But she, she's really thriving with her therapies, and her teachers seem to think that like mainstream school is an option for her. Meaning, I'm not worried that she's not going to be able to live independently, have a job okay. long term, all of okay. those things. And it's hard to know because she's only 3, but I we're not at a point right now where we imagine that she won't be able to go to college.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's great. And so yeah. I think that what you guys need to do is when that variable income pops into your husband's lap. Like, I don't know, what was it last year, or what do you expect this year? Like, what's on the books for him this year?
So this year we're already at about 50.
Holy smokes. Okay.
Yeah.
So in that respect,
and then it's going to slow down in the summer, and then it might pick up again in the fall. It's a little okay. bit hard to know.
So I think that like when you have that lump sum, then you sort of take a deep breath and you make a decision about like, what I might do is say, okay, if I had 50 grand extra, you're going to put some money into cash because there's going to be taxation around that, right?
Right.
And then I think that I would probably try to prioritize my brokerage. Like, so you might say I'll put 10 grand in the second child's account for this year and nothing in the first child's account unless you've done it already. And then everything else goes into brokerage and see
okay.
how the rest of the year goes. Because things are going to change pretty dramatically in terms of cash flow. And I think you're going to want a higher amount in accessible brokerage and cash. I really do. Right. And so I would pull back on the $1,000 a month. I would just give yourself a little bit of a breathing room. When's the baby due?
June.
Okay. So this is happening in like tomorrow, basically. So
I wish it were. I'm ready for the pregnancy to be over, but okay, my doctor okay. says I should not wish for the baby to come down.
No,
so.
No. We want that baby to just hang out, gestate, relax,
exactly.
come when they need to come. So last couple of questions. Do you guys both have life insurance?
Yes. We have $2 million on my husband and 1.5 on me, and it's 30-year term.
Great. And do you guys have estate documents?
We do.
Great. First of all, you're in great shape. I think that overall, I think the next couple of years, just you're going to know a lot more information. Eventually, what I believe is going to happen for you guys is that you'll have more information about your first child, about like what's going to happen in terms of cost. You'll have higher costs for daycare, but you'll be making more money. It will happen. And I think ideally, I'd love to get you guys sort of stable in the next couple of years. And then we're going to start slowly but surely, you'll just call us back, start increasing your retirement contributions. I think
okay.
that will happen. But I don't want to do that now. Today,
okay.
you are where you are, and we've got to prepare for these two big, changes in terms of your cash flow. And I think,
okay.
I'm happy with you continuing to do a backdoor Roth in addition to your 10% to your retirement accounts. I really am. I just think that don't go crazy with like the forced savings right now. You're saving a bunch of money and we have to pay for this stuff that's coming up.
Oh, so I've been prioritizing the Roth because my At work, I only have a post-tax, a pre-tax option.
Okay.
So I feel like we'd rather be putting money into the Roth since my husband has the Roth 401k at work. That's good to know for that.
Yeah.
No, my husband keeps saying, we're fine. Why are you worrying? Like, we have more money this year than we did a year ago. And I know that's all true. I'm just like a worrier and planner by nature.
What else can we do for you, Leah?
I think that's everything. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy. I want you to get that rent stabilized apartment. We're excited for you.
Yeah, I hope it works out.
Hey, you guys, you could be renters also. Look at all this cash flow. Howie, they would be able to buy a 3-bedroom in New York City and be paying $6,000 a month. It just wouldn't happen. So there are places in this country where renting is a better deal than purchasing. If you are looking at renting versus buying and you've got kids that are coming and big expenses and you need some help prioritizing, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air live, just like Leah, not once, but twice. It's so exciting. Hey, if you're listening and you want to give us an update, do get in touch with us. I love that. Don't forget, you can buy my book, The Great Money Reset, which is out in paperback, and you should check it out. We have links on our website or wherever you buy books. And please do check out our YouTube show, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound, because it's fun and it's fun to see us on video. I still find it odd to have a podcast that's basically video. But hey, you know what? You guys like it, then we like it. So I'm in. All right. Lift someone up. Change your work. Change your wealth. Change your life. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.